This is Ken Lubin, the host and founder of the Executive Athletes Podcast, and welcome to this week's episode. I want to thank everyone that's been listening, and thank you for the comments and feedback. They're awesome and an incredible help in this journey to making this podcast better and better each episode. Once again, this is unscripted and unedited, as I believe it is the best way to get to really know the guest. This week's guest is Glenn Houck. Glenn is a co-founder of a recently launched My Victory, a digital exercise and support platform for cancer survivors and the friends and families who support them. My Victory offers survivors hundreds of ability-appropriate cardio, strength, yoga, and meditation classes, and a daily schedule of more than 40 live stream classes per week. My Victory also includes a virtual community where friends and family may cheer on, support, and exercise alongside survivors as they work towards and exceeding their exercise goals. Prior to founding My Victory in 2006, Glenn co-founded LQ Digital, a leading digital marketing company that had served several hundreds of clients, including Fortune 500 companies, in acquiring customers through digital media and channels. With over 300 employees, LQ Digital was acquired by private equity in 2013. Prior to that, Glenn was an athlete in college at the University of Virginia. He was the captain of the swim team, first team All-American, and competed in the 1988 U.S. Olympic trials. He was also a nine-time ACC champion, and upon graduation held ACC and UVA records in two individual events, the 100 and 200 backstroke and three relays, the 400 medley and 4 and 800 free. In addition to his professional accolades as well as athletic accolades, Glenn serves on a board of directors of LQ Digital and a board of visitors at the Jack Welch College of Business at Sacred Heart University, and was recently served on the board of directors of Inman News. Additionally, he's an avid outdoorsman, skiing, golfing, boating, and spending time with his family. And Glenn, welcome to the show. I really appreciate you being a part.
Well, thanks, Ken. Appreciate it. Happy to be on here with you.
You've done some amazing things. And, you know, talk to us a bit about My Victory, though. That is probably, you know, that's astounding what you're doing, how you're giving back to cancer survivors and survivors of other types of diseases. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. My partner, who I have been in business with for many years and started LQ Digital with, after we moved on from LQ Digital and stopped operating that business, we wanted to look at something with more of a social mission. And, you know, we've been at it for roughly about a year, and I must say that it's a little humbling given the timing that this thing, the timing of what our world's going through right now, that we've got My Victory launching an at-home exercise option for survivors at the time when all gyms are shut down and there really isn't an option for them to continue exercising and help improve their lives. And this idea was germinated with a friend and contact of mine, Jeff Keith, who founded Swim Across America and has a local Survivor Fitness Center, physical location here in Connecticut, and we really looked to see, hey, how can we take this physical model and move and give survivors all over the country that don't have access to this awesome center that he has access to a digital exercise community and support community. So it's been a fun ride over the past year, and again, just really strange that that our launch kind of happened at this time. It's almost like someone was looking out, looking over our shoulders and kind of directing us towards this. So it's been humbling and exciting all at the same time.
You know, you do good things and good things happen, right? Is really what happens.
Yeah. It's cool. And so we have roughly 20 instructors. Almost all of them have had years of experience in working with cancer survivors and teaching fitness classes. A lot of them taught or and still teach at the Mission Training Center, where this physical center, and we're in, you know, with what's going on, we've got you know, hundreds of users in here, and they're getting the class ratings are high. Our instructors are getting rated 4.8 out of 5. So it's really taking off a little bit, and it's just really cool to be part of.
So what types of classes are you offering? You had mentioned you're doing cardio, strength, yoga, meditation. What are those, you know, what do those entail?
Yeah. So really we have, you know, it's ability appropriate. And so, you know, so they're, the classes are categories by level, level one, level two, and level three. Roughly maybe 45 to 50% of the classes are yoga. And, you know, when you go, you know, for folks who may be, in treatment or maybe just, not able to do as much, you know, we're incorporating, you know, classes that they'll be able to do as well. But yeah, we have cardio classes, strength and core classes, fascia classes, Pilates classes, and, you know, all types of yoga, vinyasa, restorative, therapeutic, et cetera, as well as a bunch of meditation classes in there now too. You know, really the pillars of survivorship being exercise, mind, and diet. So we're hitting 2 out of 3 right now as we get started with exercise classes and the meditation. And we're running a full live schedule, so roughly 40 live classes a week that people can watch streaming, and then there's a library of hundreds of ability appropriate classes in there. But it's funny, there's, you know, some of the level three classes are pretty challenging, and I look at them as an athlete myself and go, ooh, wow, I'm not sure I could do that one. You know, we've got folks who, you know, it covers the full spectrum from, you know, those who, you know, may not be able to exercise as much, and to, you know, folks who can do quite a bit.
Right, right. And how do you, you know, how are they catered different, or are they catered different to cancer survivors? Is it different, you know, protocols that you use or don't use? I don't know. I'm a bit ignorant into that whole into that whole world.
Yeah, it's funny. So we're leveraging the experience that that the Mission Training Center and their physical location has gained over 8 years of catering, you know, in person exercise classes to survivors. So while we don't go in and say, well, you can't do this and you can't do that, right? The classes, you know, especially the level one classes, there's a lot of modifications that are offered. You know, if you can't do this move, try that move. But we're trying to make it more of a can-do attitude and a supportive attitude, rather than, don't try to do these things. And again, the instructors have experience with this and they've been doing this for a long time. You know, it's definitely a supportive and supportive environment in what, you know, the instructors are saying and encouraging the participants in the online classes to do and the exercises themselves.
Right.
But you know, it really runs the gamut for ones that, you know, where folks who don't think that they can do it as much, or they're not capable to, or they're tired because of treatment, or all the way to you know, folks who are in very, very good shape and can handle 30 to 45 minutes of real strenuous either core or cardio exercise.
Right. No, which is huge, right? And also there's a major community-based piece of it as well, correct? Where people can, you know, where they can collaborate, where they can talk about, you know, some of the struggles they've gone through, or some of the, you know, how they overcame things as well, correct?
Yeah, sure. So we, as you enter the platform, you come in as either a survivor or you come in as what we call a supporter. So that's typically the friends and family who are supporting the survivor or cheering them on in their survivor journey, right? So as a supporter, you can come in and, if you become a supporter member, you can come in and exercise. So you can do classes virtually alongside with the survivor that you're supporting. Supporters can also sponsor a survivor's membership. So, that might be if my mom is a survivor, and if I wanted to sponsor her membership, I could pay for her and invite her in, and then also be notified when she signs up for classes, so you know what she's going to do. And be notified as she meets goals. So there's this collaborative support community in there where you can kind of exercise with them, cheer them on as they meet their goals, cheer them on as they do classes, and hopefully motivate them to kind of meet the goals that they want to meet.
Well, no, that's great. It's collaboration, I'm sure, is a big key to that, right? And it's getting people sort of back being active, and it sounds like there's a sense of accountability, which we all need regardless.
Yeah, 100%. And and we're seeing as we're just getting started, right? We're seeing that you have those interactions, and it's kind of also cool because the instructors are also interacting in the social community as well. As the survivors take their classes, they can then say, hey, that was a great class. And then the instructor might come back and say, cheer them on as well. So there's support coming not only from the other members, whether they're survivors or supporters, or with the instructors supporting these folks.
Right. So let's step back prior to your time here. You were a college athlete going to the Olympic trials, came out, got into, successful in business. Talk to us about how athletics and being competitive through college and part of, help dictate success in your career.
Sure. So it's funny. Swimming is an individual sport, right? The clock, basically tells the story. But the team aspect is also really a big part, especially in the collegiate world. And I was fortunate enough to swim for a high school program that had just an unbelievable legend of a coach, as well as the college coach that I swam for ended up being the winningest ACC coach in history in terms of the number of ACC championships won, and both of these coaches really instilled a family aspect to the program and a supportive aspect to the program, and trying to be a great person as well as a good athlete. So I think from that standpoint, just from the impact that my coaches had on me, I think I took out of there not only the work ethic of an individual sport athlete, right, where you have to perform on your own, and swimming's a tough sport in terms of training, but then also that how important teamwork is, and supporting team, and stepping up and doing your job at the right time, and how that works from a team perspective. I lay a lot back to my coaches, and in general, in terms of swimming, I've always laughed a little bit about it because you're just looking at the bottom at a black line in the bottom of the pool, and kind of by yourself in training, and college swimmers go to morning workouts at 6 a.m. when other students might be sleeping. So I think there's a little bit of just being able to handle the grind, right? You've got to go in, and sometimes you've got to do boring stuff, but that boring stuff is important and it goes and pays off. But going in and being able to grind it out, that's part of the battle too. So I would say those are probably the two biggest things, is knowing that sometimes things that aren't the most exciting end up, are details that just have to be done, and those make a big difference. And then focusing on, teamwork and trying to always do your part to not let the team down. And I think my business partner Andrew and I instilled that in LQ Digital, and really had a great culture there. And that culture continues with the awesome woman who is running that company now. We're trying to instill that here in My Victory. The team of instructors that we have, we're calling Founders Club instructors, of those who were here, before we launched, they're just a special group, and they care about the cause, and they know that everything that they do matters. Those are probably the two biggest things I would say that how swimming has like translated into what I've done from the business perspective.
No, that's huge. I know, ski racing is very similar, right? It's an individual sport that you train together as a team. And not until really high school or college does it really count as a team sport, but it's one of those things. It's like you said, each run is individual. It's like each lap in the pool is individual, and it sort of gives you a sense of, I think we were chatting a bit, earlier, a little bit about accountability, right? It's all right. I need to step up to the plate and perform in this one, in my one run or my 10 laps or whatever it is. And then that's going to help carry our team to the next level, and that everyone, even though you're training alone and doing everything, sort of one run at a time, but in reality, when everything comes together, that's the most important piece. And I think it's a lot, that's a lot like business too, right? It's sort of, hey, and you got to trust the fact that you're going to let that person go off and then come back in, a week or 2 weeks with what they need to be done.
Yeah. And it's funny, a lot of times, in swimming, you'll find certain swimmers or maybe a lot of them, when they get into swimming for their high school or their college, and they're now getting into relays that become very important, right? So that leg of the relay, it's an individual swim, but you're counted on by four other people, and you're impacting their result at the same time. So you do get the teamwork on top of the individual, and certainly, with the team that I swam for in college, and the coaches that I had instilling that hard, I know that they got more out of us by the fact that of the relationships that we fostered together. And that everybody's training hard, and you're trying to train harder for not only your own benefit, but for the team's benefit. That translates directly into, I've tried to instill that as I've gone in my career, right? For not only what I do, right? Hey, I've got to do my job, right? And that's going to help the team, but also, trusting that other people are doing the same thing too, and really, fostering that family relationship.
Right. And that's key, right? And I think, again, that's where a lot of the crossover from success and sport moves into business and business opportunities. So, how did you end up going into My Victory, right? You had mentioned, you were successful in business, you were successful in sport, and moving here to sort of give back. What drew you to this, to this mission?
Yeah. My business partner and I, we were looking for, what we wanted to do and how we could give back. And we knew we wanted to do something with a social mission, in this next part of our careers. And through a variety of contacts, I met up with Jeff Keith, who has this mission training center, and he founded Swim Across America, and talking about the great work that he was doing there, and Andrew, my background in digital marketing, combined with the experience that and the good work that Jeff had been doing at the mission, just kind of said, hey, well, there are survivors here, and it's hard. You can't build a, a thousand of these centers across the United States and be able to operate them. But there's such a need for survivors to continue to exercise after their diagnosis. So, the stats are that survivors who exercise versus those who don't are 28% less likely to recur, to have a recurrence of cancer. So the need is there. And now with the confluence of digital streaming media, I think that even the folks who are in the typical, audience, the average cancer diagnosis happens around the age of 60, and those folks are now starting to adopt to the streaming media platforms, and then it kind of is a way that you could cost effectively go out and reach survivors and offer them the way to exercise at home. At certain points, especially during their treatment and even after, there's a lot of reasons as to why survivors may not want to go into a gym to do classes, right? There's appearance issues, self-esteem issues. They may not feel like they have the energy to exercise at the exact time when a physical class might be happening. So being able to take an on-demand one at a time that fits their energy level, also is another reason why it fits. So there were a lot of reasons why, I think that giving survivors an at-home exercise platform where they can exercise, on their own time, really seem to fit.
Right. No, and that's huge. And I think one of the things that you had brought on, and we're talking this during this whole coronavirus, social distancing, and everything else, is that streaming piece, right? I think this is going to be a game changer. It's going to change how people work out at home. I think before it was very, I've got a Peloton or I've got Zwift. And that was really the only workouts that people were doing. And there was that new mirror. But now with online platforms like this and others that are popping up, having an iPad and a laptop allows you to just sort of get what you need to do done without going to the gym, right? As long as you have some minimal equipment, and most people don't need anything at all. All you need is really just body weight. And I think too, like you're saying, with cancer survivors, I'm sure there's a sense of confidence as well, not being able to, I'm going to go to the gym without, being prepared or sort of feeling, just sort of not having that confidence to go into, into a facility.
Yeah. And again, there are survivors of all ability levels, right? So, right. You've got survivors who there was a woman who a breast cancer survivor who recently swum across the English Channel, I believe, three times, right? And in a row. You've got folks who have done Ironmans, right? So there's survivors of all levels, and we have something for everyone. But we have the full support network there, but you're right. With what's going on now, it certainly is humbling to be offering, to have this platform available when going to a gym just isn't an option. And I do think that, this situation we're in is going to change some behaviors overall. Even as we get beyond this challenge, which I know we will.
Oh, it is. Yes, it's crazy. And like you were saying, the timing of it, it's actually sort of perfect to have launched everything. And, and I think one thing you were saying too is sort of, it's in real time as well, right? So, even the fact that you launched it is still, you're running into your own issues, but it's actually forcing you to be better at real time right now versus, testing beta, this and that. And it sounds like you guys are doing pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's been fun. And when we say the timing is perfect, certainly we didn't have foresight into the fact that we were in here. So, it really is more from a humbling standpoint of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. And to have it kind of coincide here is really, really amazing. But amazing for you know, the survivors that we're able to help, right? I'm happy that we're able to help so many more, you know, sooner in a time when they've never, you know, they've needed it more than ever, right?
Right, exactly. No, and that's it, right? And also, too, a lot of people who are sheltered at home and, you know, can't get out, this is another great opportunity, right, to really say, hey, you know, I'm still part of my community. I still have that accountability to just really keep going. And like you were saying, you know, for cancer survivors and, you know, people before getting cancer as well, it's like, hey, you know, an active lifestyle is so important.
Yeah, it was funny. I got a piece of feedback from a supporter on the platform who's supporting two other survivors, and this support this woman who is taking classes was like, you know what has been so cool? I've taken classes in the comfort of my own home, and it was a bar class, and she's like, I was a little scared to go in and take one of these classes at my local gym, and now I've done it, and now I know I can do it, right? Yeah. And so they're trying new stuff, and maybe they have a little more courage to try them in their own home than going into a class where you think everyone knows what's going on in those classes and knows all the terms and all the moves, right? So she definitely is one that you know, that there's another benefit. I think that if she eventually goes back into the gym, which she probably will, and hopefully she'll stay using My Victory, you know, she'll be trying new stuff, and it's giving her confidence to go do so.
No, and that's huge, right? It's having that ability to actually just do the stuff from home and being, you know, before you sort of, you know, sometimes can be ready for prime time, right? And allows people to build their confidence within the confines of their own house. Or
totally. I'll give you another yeah. funny story. Another woman and one of our instructors, you know, and they can see who's kind of taking the live classes, you know, as it's occurring. And he gave a shout out to a woman up in Maine. And the woman reported to us. So I looked. I was taking the class with my daughter, and I looked over and said, "Can he see me?" Right. I think the shout out was like, "Hey, I see you up there, Sarah in Maine." It's like, "Can he see me through the TV?" So that was kind of, that was a funny story too. It's been fun watching, you know, seeing how people like it and just seeing it grow, you know, really quickly, in a pretty quick amount of time.
No, and that's it. And that's the importance of it. And we're actually, it's amazing. We've been chatting here a bit about this, and the mission you're doing is awesome. We're here, you know, about a half hour. What about, where can people find out more about you, more about the My Victory mission? Where can they, you know, get more details if they want to reach out to you? Love to hear that.
Yeah. So, our URL is myvictorywellness.com. You can just go to myvictorywellness.com and sign up. If folks would like to email me direct, I'm happy to give you my email. It's glenn@myvictory.com, glenn@myvictory.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So look us up, and if you're a survivor, you know, please come join. If someone that, you know, a friend or a family member of yours has been is a survivor, and you think they could benefit from it, we'd love to have you share it with you know, your friends and families who have survived this disease that we all this horrible disease.
Yeah, no, that lots of people are affected by, and this whole thing.
Yeah, almost everyone, you know. Everyone's been touched by somebody who's been impacted. So,
yeah.
It's definitely, we're excited to reach more survivors and help them live better and fuller lives.
Awesome. Glenn, this was amazing. And thank you definitely for your time. I think, you know, what you guys are doing is second to none. I think everyone should always, you know, try to support people that have either gone through tough times or going through tough times, and you guys are doing it. So bravo.
Yeah, Ken, well, thank you very much. Thanks for doing what you do. Love the podcast, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
Hey, thank you. And if anyone has any questions, comments, or feedback, feel free to email me at kenatexecutiveathletes.com. When you're listening to this, we're about 3 weeks into the coronavirus shelter at home. So if hopefully we're not, when you listen to this, still there. But if you are, take care, keep working out, and check out my victory. And also keep listening.
Stay safe, everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Stay safe and keep listening and make sure you subscribe. Hope all is well. Take care.